This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Over the past few decades, agricultural research and development has spurred tremendous leaps in farm and ranch productivity, efficiency, and safety, as well as the decrease of costly inputs like fertilizer and water for irrigation. According to the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service, since 1948, these innovations have led to U.S. agriculture productivity growth of 170%, while inputs have remained mostly unchanged and the use of labor has declined by 24%. Once the global leader in agricultural research and development, the United States' investment has been decreasing in comparison to private investment since 2010. The long-term effects of this shift may have negative implications for the future of farming. In Farmside Chat, a new podcast, AFBF President Zippy Duvall chats with Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue about his mission in serving America's farmers and ranchers, the challenges and opportunities of modern farming, and what they both see on the horizon for U.S. agriculture. Farmside Chat will take a closer look at modern farming in America, explore the latest agricultural innovations, and bring listeners right alongside the people who are growing our food, fuel, and fiber. On this monthly podcast, AFBF President Duvall will chat with farmers, leaders, and lawmakers around the country about what goes into growing a safe and sustainable food supply. Subscribe to Farmside Chat using your favorite podcast service, and you'll automatically receive new episodes as they are released. The American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Industrial Hemp Council have asked the Environmental Protection Agency to add 10 crop protection products to the list of those approved for use on hemp. The groups made the request in rulemaking comments submitted to the agency. The groups wrote that for hemp to reach its full potential, it is essential that EPA take a leadership role in consistent review of applications for use on hemp to facilitate a consistent and equal playing field to the degree possible across state jurisdictions. EPA's approach here is encouraging on this front. EPA has requested comments regarding adding hemp to the labels of products registered under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. On September 27th, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service released its quarterly Hogs and Pigs report, providing a detailed inventory of breeding and marketing hogs. Producers use this data to determine production and marketing strategies, while the industry uses it to assess the markets and the future supply of product. The U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs on September 1 came in at 77.678 million head, up 3.4% from the previous year and above analysts' expectations of a 2.9% increase from September 1, 2018. In this report, USDA pegged the market hog inventory at 71.248 million, up 3.5% from last year and above market expectations of a 3% increase. The number of pigs kept back for breeding came in slightly above analyst expectations of 1.3%, with USDA reporting 6.431 million head, up 1.6% from 2018. Economic forecasts have almost become as bad as politics. One set of forecasters is ready to call gloom and doom, while another suggests we are on the verge of new records in the equities markets. One set wants to talk about the need for negative interest rates, while just a few months ago there were calls to raise rates. Inverted yield curves would suggest a recession is around the corner, but at the same time, the country is running less than 4% unemployment. Trade factors are an issue, with both imports and exports hit by our own or other countries' retaliatory tariffs. Middle East political troubles may drive oil prices higher, but that would provide a helpful shot in the arm to our own oil sector. So with so many conflicting signals, what can an economist say? Yogi Berra probably summed it up best when he said, "It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future." Farm Town Strong, a joint campaign from AFBF and National Farmers Union, earned top honors in the Public Relations Society of America National Capital Chapter's Thulf Awards for having a significant measurable impact in reducing stigma and influencing public opinion about opioid addiction in rural America. At an awards presentation on September 27th at the National Press Club, the campaign earned the prestigious 2019 Institute for Public Relations Research Award for demonstrating excellence in the use of research in developing an informed public relations strategy and evaluating its effectiveness. Farmtown Strong was also recognized with the Top Thulf Award in the Public Service category and the Best in Show Award from among 14 program categories that recognize outstanding strategic public relations programs and components developed and produced in the greater Washington, D.C. area. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said, "The Farmtown Strong campaign is a great example of the power of partnerships in addressing rural issues. No one is beyond hope and help, and our hope is that our campaign will bring light to rural families battling this terrible disease. We look forward to continuing our efforts." The Congressional Western Caucus recently introduced 19 bills that would update and modernize the Endangered Species Act. Ryan Yates, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained why the ESA needs updating in a recent interview. Yates said, "Broadly speaking, there are a number of changes that are rightfully deserved. The last time the Endangered Species Act was updated was 1988. So a lot of things have changed, the world has changed, science has changed, and certainly wildlife management has changed." He added that we were thrilled that this group of lawmakers have come together to identify a number of real solutions to focus and prioritize on simple changes that can make the Endangered Species Act work for not only species, but ultimately for state and local governments, landowners, farmers, ranchers that are looking for ways to make the Endangered Species Act work well for them. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.